First thing I do when I wake up is I go downstairs, I put it in the DVD player, and I play it just so I can have all of the background news snippets from that same week, each time, the year ago, that same day.
It sounded like a New York City subway train. Others said they thought it was thunder or someone hammering, and in a way it was.
And so I can have that while I make my coffee. I'm going to make a cocktail. I always make the Ramos Gin Fizz, traditional New Orleans breakfast cocktail. And since I'm going to be waking up in the a.m., hopefully, I'm going to have it at the right time. And it's just a way for me to celebrate. It's egg white, cream, a little sugar, orange flower water, lemon and lime juice, and gin.
Do you bring out any things that you've gathered since then, like photos or memorabilia or anything on the anniversary?
I have a slideshow I've been able to make with a musical backdrop of certain songs that meant something to me between each of those times and each place that I went and each picture, and I've been able to put that in the computer and just go back and wallow in nostalgia and just sit there and drink whiskey and have the earphones in and just watch everything I've done since the hurricane, how I came back. It's truly amazing. I watched it last night. I'm going to watch it tomorrow morning as well.
What does that feel like to put yourself, like, really immerse yourself in that?
I don't know how to describe the feeling, but I put my earphones on so I can hear nothing but that music and just be sucked into that time because it was so amazing. It's such an interesting way to just bring myself back to everything that went on and how I was able to pull through, go live somewhere else, and come back and be in New Orleans all over again.
So you've had some practice commemorating. You've done it 9 times now. Right. What have you learned about reflection just as a practice?
I have never worked August 29th since, and that's gonna be my number one. I'm supposed to work tomorrow, but I ask off, and my restaurant knows. I've been at the same bar the entire time. I worked there before the hurricane, and I came back. I think the only thing I've learned is allow other people to look at that date that's special to you in their own way, whether they're going to be negative, but they would want to hear about it. Just make sure you can own it for yourself in a special way.
Do you anticipate any different kind of closure for yourself after tomorrow, 10-year anniversary, after it's over? Do you feel like you're going to have any different kind of sense of closure?
I wonder, you know, I've wondered this for the last 3 weeks, every single day. What's going to happen afterwards? I feel like we only get this one decade to improve in ourselves, and then we don't get to be this group of people who came back to help it for that decade. I don't know if it's supposed to be anything special, or is it over? Right. It's a weird feeling. I don't even know how to answer that.
Yeah.
What's good about it for a lot of people that I hear them saying is, you know, New Orleans is moving on, but what I also am afraid of is I just don't want it to turn into everyday USA. That's my one thing that's kind of bumming me out. I just want to, my whole thing is I want to keep things the same, and that's what I do behind the bar at the French 25, and I don't know however else to do it except for dance at second line, so I'm going to go to a second line tomorrow. It's on the levee.
Chris Hanna is the head bartender at Arnaud's French 75 bar in the French Quarter. Thanks so much for joining me, Chris.
Right on. Have a good day. I hope to see you around. Thank you.